99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Okay. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. John Potter live and local. And we're, as promised, going to be talking politics with the midterms coming up very soon. Very big issues. Very, very big ballot questions. And we have the Douglas County Republican Committee here. It's Terry Huffman leading up committee programs for the DCRC. Is that it?
CC.
Okay. And Ginger Starrett, who is a committee chaplain and very active in the campaigns of Ken Gray and David Flippo for CD2. Hello, Ginger.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, John.
Terry, tell us about this. The first I've heard about this, very alarming, a Democratic Socialist of America group. This is called the DSA. And they have chapters in Nevada? Are you kidding me?
They have three chapters, one in Reno, one in Las Vegas, and they also have one on the campus in Reno. And overall, they have doubled their membership since 2016 to 120,000 people. They when they enlarged their membership, they also went down in age group, and so we got a little more radical activists in there. And they've expanded into the Communist Caucus, the Red Star, and the Marxist Unity Group.
Wait a minute. Like at UNR or something?
Yes.
What are their goals?
Their goals are basically the same as the Communist Party. They want to, social services. They want to replace the United States Constitution. They want to abolish the Electoral College. They want to have free tuition for public education, Medicare for all. It's just everything that you would think would be the perfect dream
things
for the communist.
Cherish. And the alarming thing is, I'm looking at this, their membership doubled in 2016 to 120,000, and they have an alliance with the Islamic State, and they're not hiding that. I mean, they come right out front and support the terrorists, Islamic State.
Exactly. If you look at New York right now, Mandavi has been elected. He's a Islamic gentleman.
And he won't be the only one.
And all of his goals are free food, free everything. And now there's...
And who pays for it?
Yeah. There's prayer in the streets, and it's projected throughout all the speakers, just like if you were living in a foreign country. I lived in Kuwait, and every morning we woke up to the prayer. And it's not the same as church bells, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's kind of forced, too.
Oh,
it's
it is forced.
That would never fly here. Now, Ginger, I mean, we've all been around. I don't want to say old or anything like that, but we know communism doesn't work, okay? I'm afraid that the younger people just lack the historic knowledge of what a wrong avenue this will take. Ginger, what's your reaction to this new embrace of communism and this flat-out disdain? If you ever go on Reddit, this disdain for, oh my, it's late-stage capitalism. And what's your take on it, Ginger?
Well, you know, I've been around for a long time, been in the political world for a long time, and never thought I would see Americans embrace communism at the level that they are now.
Especially here.
The young people that were demonstrating on the campuses for Free Palestine, it's sad. I taught at university. I taught at California State University in Fullerton in California. And I'm saddened to think that if I were on that campus today, I would probably be in a huge minority. I would almost be shunned probably because I held Republican beliefs then, and I'm a Christian, and I'm a pro-Israel type person who thinks Israel has a right to exist and these people don't.
They don't, and they're plain as day about it. The Sharia law and everything is basically the extinction of Israelis.
Absolutely. I was talking to Terry, and I've talked a lot. We share our our sort of angst about the world together. And we read different books now that are gloomy, actually, but very informative about this subject, because you have to get informed to fight. They have very clever messaging, and you really need to be on your toes to know how to talk people out of the idea that getting all this free stuff is really not a good idea.
Well, it would bankrupt us even more so. But I think the worst part of that is changing the productive, independent, resilient, responsible nature of Americans and turning them dependent of all things on government. An interesting fact, the oldest communist country, the longest communism lasted ruling a country was only 77 years.
Right.
The old Soviet Union.
Right. And what happens is when they take away innovation, everything that has made us great, everything that has come, all the inventions that have come from the United States will go away, because you don't get praised for innovation. You get stepped down to get in your place.
Besides knowing about this Democratic Socialist of America group and how they're in Reno now and their membership is up to 120,000, they're in Nevada, they're in Vegas. Do you, aside from knowing that, do you, like me, see more people touting a communist or at least a socialist system in America? Have you come across it personally?
Yes, definitely. Both of us have. I'll let Ginger speak, but also every campus is anti-United States Constitution. It's against America. There are people that are cheering for the soccer team against America because they're Americans.
I think a great deal of it is they just want to be cool. I don't know.
I think you're right.
They're wearing that scarf. They don't really know anything. You know, they just don't know history. That's not to knock young people per se, but there just seems to be a real lack of historical context in this. And it's just horrifying, really.
As Ginger
said, I've never seen it before that we have. There's such a huge group like this allied with the Islamic State. Yes, go ahead.
John, it's the marketing. As Ginger and I were talking about, they're making this poison cake, and they don't tell you how the cake is made. All they do is talk about the frosting, the free education, the free this, the free that, the free grocery stores. You won't have to be work. You won't work, and you won't own anything, but you'll be happy.
Ginger?
Well, I have to agree. I've seen some interviews on television on some of the conservative shows where they go out to interview students on campuses and younger people and things and ask them questions about why do you hold this belief? And they generally don't have any really accurate answers. They don't understand at all that the belief system that they are embracing would actually bring more poverty, would actually bring more violence, would actually bring more prejudice into our society. They think they're being angels, and they're actually being controlled by devils.
And I think the people who are more disdainful of our current system, capitalism, it's because capitalism did not work for them, because it takes a great deal of work generally to be a success in America. Let's talk about, we're going to take a break. Oh, let's talk about getting the vote out, not just for Republicans, but for the all important questions, question six, which of course, if it passes, is going to make abortion a state constitutional right in Nevada. Question seven will amend the state constitution to require voter ID in the state. Both have a good chance of winning this second go round. Let me see, 6 and 7, both won in 2024. Oh, you're shaking your heads. What?
I'm sorry. You're correct.
6 did.
Well, no, it has
to. Well, 7 did, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then 2 years.
You said it correctly.
Okay. And so the vote this year puts both issues in the Nevada Constitution if they pass. Now, 2024, question 6, the abortion one. That won 63-37% in 2024. And 7, the voter ID, I think that's a lock. That won 73-27%. Skip the break for now. Do you think these questions are going to win again, and what can you do to make sure one does win and one doesn't?
Well, in our particular committee, we're putting a great deal of effort toward defeating those and informing the public.
Well, not the real ID. You want the
real
ID.
Well, no, defeating the abortion amendment and getting the other one passed the second time so it will become a part of the Nevada Constitution.
I'm sorry, voter ID.
Okay. Right. The voter ID. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I called question six the back alley abortion amendment. Because it eliminates, I think people didn't understand. They have been sold a bill of goods again, sort of, you know, the marketing pays off for the other side. They've been scared into thinking that somehow abortion isn't legal or would be taken away as a legal right in the state of Nevada unless they pass this amendment. But that's completely inaccurate. The right to abortion up to 6 months in a pregnancy is already in Nevada law. And it's in Nevada law in such a way that a vote of the people has to be taken in order for any of that to change. Not just the legislators come up with a new idea and decide they want to eliminate abortion. It would actually take a vote of the people to actually eliminate that. So they wrap this up in fear of for women thinking they would lose this right, which, of course, I disagree with the whole idea of abortion. But there, I'm talking about the marketing strategy that they used. And in their amendment that we're voting on, it doesn't have to be a doctor performing the abortion. It doesn't have to be in a hospital. For minors, parents don't have to be notified. The abortion can take place right up to the moment of birth of a child. It's barbaric. I'm just not sure that that kind of information was spread around enough to discourage people from thinking that they had to get that passed to safeguard something.
Well, this campaign for it seems to be along the lines of they're trying to take our rights away. Yeah. And it says, unless you want the right to have a dangerous procedure like how you just described, but abortion is legal in Nevada already. But yet the campaign line seems to be they're trying to take the right away,
right.
And it's not being done. So, Terry?
It's any licensed practitioner. And I don't know about you, but I don't think I would want to have a major surgery by someone that is possibly a vet.
I think women's rights, the real women's rights we should be concerned about is a safe, safe and not dangerous procedure. And so this goes against, I think, women's interest. It's almost anti-women to put them back into the days when anybody could do a procedure like you don't have to be a doctor?
No, you don't.
Okay.
You can just be a medical practitioner. So a physical therapist, you could be
a chiropractor.
Someone who gives Botox shots.
I mean, think that's anti-women.
Right. It is.
It puts them in danger.
Anti-women.
Okay. We'll take the break now then, and we're going to be back because we're going to talk about the Get Out to Vote plan and some of the candidates. We know who they are now. The primary's over, and that's going to be a great discussion. Folks, you can, welcome to join 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1 and 92.5 FM Talk. Back shortly, FM News Talk time, 1120.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hi, folks. FM News Talk time is 1123. John Potter live and local each and every Saturday on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. With us, the Douglas County Republican Committee, Terry Huffman. And also Ginger is here with us, too. Ginger Starrett, who is the committee chaplain. And kind of exciting with the midterms coming up. The goal. And by the way, thank you, Douglas County Republican Committee, for actually purchasing time to alert people about what we need to do to help our state, our wonderful state of Nevada and our local counties. So, what is, without giving away your secrets to the other side, ladies. What is the get out the vote plan?
Well, our committee has for many years, every election cycle, put boots on the ground, lots of people, lots of volunteers. We have very enthusiastic Republicans in our county. We are thankful. Our county is one of the highest percentage Republicans in the state of Nevada. Yeah. And not only are they, you know, signed up to be Republicans, but we have a lot of people. Our committee itself has more than 100 active members, and we've already put together a new precinct committee because we revised the precincts in our county. And so we will have people walking, knocking doors throughout our county, and we plan to knock thousands and thousands of doors just in our county. We also produce materials to fight the ballot measures that we produce ourselves, and we make them available to every other group that wants them throughout Nevada if they want to use our ideas and our formats. And so we do effective messaging. I do messaging for campaigns, and so I'm involved in creating messaging on the ballot measures as well, efficient messaging that people will notice and take to heart so that they can know how to vote right on those kinds of things, with both candidates and ballot measures. And let's see, what else are we doing? We do phone calling. So we create phone banks. And to get out the vote, especially around the day of the election, mm-hmm. we start tabulating who has voted and who hasn't. And we call those people that haven't voted yet. The primary gave us some concern. We had 54% of our Republicans in our county. And our county usually has a pretty strong turnout for primaries. And it was not as stellar as we would have liked to see it. So we are redoubling our efforts to make sure that the Republicans know how important, actually, this election, 2026, is going to be. We cannot not elect, for instance, Joe Lombardo, because in the last, just over the last legislative session in 2025, he did a record number of vetoes, 87 vetoes, which was one out of every seven bills that came on his desk. Because they were wacko. They were so far out liberal. They so far missed the mark. And if we didn't have Joe Lombardo sitting in that seat, those things would have passed into law. And we'd all be sitting here wondering what happened to the state of Nevada.
But this get out the vote thing is, it's a lot of fun, right? I mean, going door to door and meeting such great people and everything. And I think that's kind of a lure to folks to volunteer to join in on this get out the vote plan. Also, if you really love your country and it's joyous to support your country by doing this and also meeting people. I was just on before you ladies were on talking about how the thing I miss about TV news was going out there with a camera and meeting these people. And they are full of amazing, incredible stories. And at heart, they are good people. And they are good Americans. And it really kind of cheers you up to know that this is in your town. This is in your city. We love America. And we love the people. Tell us about your July meeting on Thursday. You had the Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony there speaking. So what did he say? How was that? July meeting on a Thursday?
Right.
That's on the
list. It's always a treat. We live close enough to the legislature and, you know, that we are pleased to be able to get a lot of the high level. In fact, in our whole state, it's amazing to me because I come from California where you might see your representative on TV or something, but you very seldom would see him at the market. But here, mm-hmm. you can be walking down the street. I remember when I first joined the DCRCC, I was invited to its very first Lincoln Reagan dinner, and I sat at the table with Governor Sandoval. And I was amazed because I was a Californian who, like I say, everything, the politics were far away. And here, they're very close up, especially in our rural counties. So it's great that we can get so personal with our neighbors. And like you say, walk the streets and knock on doors and actually come face to face and get to talk over things. I think that's very effective in in the world of politics.
Oh, you said it. I remember the day always running into Governor List, Bob List, and he would answer the door if you knocked on the governor's mansion. He would answer the door. I think all governors answered the door until we got up to, I don't know, Bob Miller or something. Richard Bryan. I used to see Richard Bryan, Bob Miller at the supermarket. And where other state does a governor answer the door and have such a great, in touch with the people like
so,
that?
So on Thursday, Stavros talked a whole lot about the tourism aspect of the job that he's running for. He talked about how the economics in Nevada right now are really in a positive state.
Oh, yeah.
That our GNP and everything is really growing. We're attracting a lot of businesses, and so we're in a good place, and we need to retain that by keeping Republicans in office because they're the business-friendly side of things. And he's a wonderful man. He's a very warm individual.
He
anyway.
Is. He is.
Charming guy. And so it was just a great
Who doesn't meeting. Love Stavros Anthony?
Oh, yeah. Everybody does.
And then our next meeting, which is coming up in August on the 13th, it's also our meetings are every second Thursday of the month. And we meet at the Elks Lodge on Kimmerling Road in Gardnerville. But at our next meeting, we're having three candidates. Again, this is all towards getting people excited about what's happening in November.
I was told that was August 11.
I know. That's a Tuesday. That's a mistaken
date. Oh, that's a mistake.
It's actually
okay.
August
13. Well, I have to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. Let's talk about that when we come back. And we are going to hammer on those solar farms, folks, because Terry loves that more than anything. And so do I. All right, so a lot of things to get off our chest. You're always welcome to join in, 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1130.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk Station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
FM News Talk time, 11:36, 88 degrees in Reno. John Potter here. You know what is kind of amusing for me, campaign time, is to see all the politicians who, every time you see them, they got that frowny scowl, that mean look. And when it's campaign time, they come out with this ridiculous act of smiling, and it doesn't fit them at all. Nicole Cannizzaro. Every picture, every video, every news story I've seen about her when she knows a camera isn't looking at her has the meanest frowny bee face that I've ever seen on a politician. And it was hilarious to get something in the mail. My wife is a Democrat, so we get their candidates in the mail. And there she is smiling. It's so funny to see. Now, I hate to say this. You're not going to like it. But Joe Lombardo. Okay. He's smiling a lot. I mean, I've run into Joe Lombardo a lot. And, he's a good governor. All right. What's up next here that we're talking about? It's the next monthly meeting on August, you said 13th.
Thursday night, August 13th.
All right, so you're going to have a CD2 candidate, David Flippo, Secretary of State candidate, Jim Marchant, and Treasurer candidate, Drew Johnson. And can people attend this?
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's a big thing. Terry, go ahead. Tell us about this meeting.
Anybody that wants to attend can, but they must be Republican. We do not accept Democrats in our meetings. And there is also no news media or video of anything, but we would more than happily.
Well, you're saying my wife will stay at home, huh?
Yes.
My
she can
goodness,
stay home and take care of the kitty cats.
You folks are serious.
Yeah, we meet at the Elks Lodge on Kimmerling.
Yeah, I think you're right, Terry. I think she might be a spy.
She could be.
We'll talk about
it. You never
later.
Know.
So, okay, the meeting, you have to be Republican to attend. So let's give the details on that. And what are they all going to speak?
They'll be given 7 or 8 minutes to speak. And then there'll be a question answer period so that the people who attend, if you attend as a guest, you have to have the the committee allow you to speak, but that generally happens. If someone comes as a guest and they indicate they want to make a comment, generally mm-hmm. it happens. They're allowed to participate.
Well, you know these people. What are they like? I don't know David Flippo at all.
I know Colonel Flippo very well. I've worked for him extensively, and he's a very good American. He's a Trump Republican. He has a Bronze Star. He served in Iraq. His wife is a teacher. They have a house here in Reno.
Are they going? Now they're renting a house, Terry.
They're renting a house.
Is he going to buy a house here?
Well, I got to tell you, we had a meet and greet with him last week, and they were exploring, looking at the Carson Valley area, because we're very nice people down there and very rural.
Okay.
And he is looking at, but you don't buy a house when you just.
Him to buy a house here.
He likes Genoa.
That's fine. That's fine. It's got to be Northern Nevada. I've said this before. Southern Nevada is not Nevada. We are more like Northern California than we are Southern Nevada.
We are. We are.
So.
Yes, and he's definitely looking.
Poor Ginger is horrified that I said that.
It's the truth.
It is true. It is true. Okay, so David Flippo, he's a good guy. Jim Marchant. Ginger?
Well, we're really pleased to have Jim Marchant come to the DCRCC because for his campaign, for that office,
right.
I don't think he ever stepped into Northern Nevada. And
how did he win? I mean, I know people know about him, but wasn't one ad for him.
No.
And I don't think he got around much
somehow
to campaign.
And
his competitors were really activating, working hard on their campaigns.
His campaign strategists must have decided that all he needed to do was convince enough people in Southern Nevada to vote for him.
They must have known better than we do.
I had no idea who he was.
Well, he's...
But everybody's happy.
He's been in politics a long, long time.
And Drew Johnson is coming, and he won't be an unfamiliar face because he did extensively campaign in Northern Nevada. He came to every Republican event that I was ever attended, and I attend quite a few. He came to the women's clubs.
Good guy.
He came to the committees.
That's
and
good
he's,
to know.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Because I voted for the other guy. So, Mr. Carter, he was, I hope he sticks around and
he's
tries
sharp.
Again. You know,
he's a sharp guy.
Anything else we could say about this meeting?
Well, we also have, as you mentioned, we're very active in Douglas County. We like to educate our group, mm-hmm. our committee, and so on. We have what's called a Sweet Sea Lecture Series, and the second and fourth Wednesday of every month, we have a guest speaker because that allows us an hour and a half for the speaker to talk. We're at a general meeting, they only get like 20, 30 sure. minutes. So we had Melissa Clement last week, which was the Right to Life. We have Ellie Weiler coming up on the 22nd. She's the only one that's not on a Wednesday. But then we have Garrett from Stavros Anthony's attaché, Garrett. He's speaking on August 12th.
Okay.
And we're educating our people, and I think it's something good. And I hope that you might be speaking to us about solar panels.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Yeah, I have a lot to say about solar panels. I got to get through this list here. Fun event, the annual Heritage Barbecue, scheduled for October 18th at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Great speakers, fun times.
And the MC might be known by some people, especially listeners of this station, because it's going to be Jerry Evans.
Awesome. Okay, October 18th. Your barbecues have speakers. Well, that's interesting.
The last barbecue had the former 12th Circuit, no, D.C. Circuit Court Judge Janice Brown, and they haven't settled on the exact speaker for this one yet. It's still in the planning stage, but we usually get somebody pretty notable.
Can people secure their tickets now for October 18th? I think this is a sellout thing, isn't it?
Yes. I think they can secure a reservation, but I don't think we've actually made the tickets yet.
Okay. Well, do that, folks, because I think this sells out.
Information about it can be found on our website,
which is
douglasnvgop.org.
Get that, folks?
douglasnvgop.org.
douglasnvgop.org. Okay. Now, Ginger insists on talking about Las Vegas. I think they're more California than Nevada, but, you know, you're paying for the time here. We have a very important race in Las Vegas. How can people around here help with that, though?
Well, the Republican, the Nevada Republican Club, which is the president of that is a woman named Pauline Lee. They have scoped out races, Senate and Assembly races in the state of Nevada, to figure out where the most vulnerability for a seat held now by a Democrat is. And they have found three seats in Las Vegas that are super vulnerable, and that there's a really good chance we can unseat those Democrats and put a Republican in place.
In those what, the Assembly or the Senate?
They're all the Senate. And that's a key thing also, because if they turn these three seats, the Republicans would actually be a majority in the Senate.
Oh, my goodness.
And that would help our state so much and our governor so much, because we haven't been able to even get committees to hear a lot of the proposed bills that are good bills that are coming from the Republican side, but they get shut out even at the committee level. So okay. They never even get considered. So for us to be able to turn the Senate mm-hmm. would be like Christmas for Nevada in positive.
Maybe donate to the Republican committee that is under in their races.
What we're doing is we're sending people. So
because it's a
flippable. Nevada Republican Club is willing to pay some of the transportation expenses and all of the lodging expenses for people to go down on certain weekends. It's a structured thing.
Is this also on your website, Douglas NV?
Yes, it will be.
Okay, folks, yes. DouglasNVGOP.org. Terry, I'm sorry, but you have 2 minutes to tell us how solar farms suck. You have just 2 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. 2 minutes on sucky solar farms. So they start out by poisoning the ground and killing all the vegetation, killing all the animal life, killing everything underneath it. They put up the farms with all these big black solar panels that kill the birds. And then they run on natural gas, which means they're not cost effective. They just closed the one down in Prim. Well, they didn't just close it. They're closing the one in Prim.
They eventually closed them all.
They closed. And they're toxic.
The Tonopah was shut down. And
there's no place for the waste. The panels, one good hailstorm could take out a whole solar farm. Mm-hmm. And then now you have all that toxic waste, all those panels. And the panels are made in China. I believe solar panels for a private house is very efficient. For a public use, for commercial, is not useful. And I know John could talk about it much better than I can.
Well, the Tonopah solar farm was massive, but in 2 years, the technology was outdated. And it's dark right now. It's not green. The amazing harm to the environment and pollution in just making the solar panels. And I love the natural look of Nevada, the scenery. And these things are just flat out ugly, and it takes up space from wildlife, and it harms the wildlife, and it's not green. If you want to go green, go nuclear. But oh my gosh, everybody's afraid of nuclear. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
One of the big goals of the Communist Party is the Green New Deal, and this is part of the Green New Deal. Mm-hmm. And it's making us less efficient. They're closing the big one in Mojave, which is one of the biggest ones in California.
Yeah.
And if you want a reason to get out the vote, mm-hmm. you need to stop the communists and the socialists, sure. Democrat Socialist Party, because they will ruin our country. They cannot coexist with the Americans.
All right, Patriot. You two. Causing trouble everywhere you go. Terry and Ginger, thank you so much, folks. One more time, the website is DouglasNVGOP.org. It's fun to talk with you ladies. It really is. All right.
Thank you, John.
Have yourself a great day. I'm John Potter. One more segment to go with just me to wrap things up. That's up next. And yes, it's worth waiting for on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:48.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It's the weekend with John Potter. 99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, FM News Talk time. It's already 11:52. We have just the greatest day to be outdoors. 89 degrees, our current temperature. Next time I look at this, it's going to be 90 degrees. A lot going on. Midtown Reno is going to have, I think, I just in my head here, dancing in the streets, and they set up all these booths, and they have like five different music stages, and they each play a different type of music. That's how big this thing is. Right now, they closed off Virginia Street in that area for a bicycle takeover. Such a great town we live in. I had a great week going to see Clint Black in concert at the Carson Valley Inn. He still has it. He still does. Such great concerts out there with the greatest, perfect time to be watching a concert, 8 o'clock when the sun is setting and the sky is just dusky. And, it's just outstanding. Marshall Tucker Band, they were great there, too. Keith Urban at the Nugget, awesome, awesome show. So much to do in our town. So I want to repeat it because this hit a nerve with everybody. Zucchini is here. It is put near zucchini time. If you go by some of the farmers markets, they got some of the early zucchini. And in a week or so, I think everybody's garden is going to start, even if you didn't want zucchini, because you know how zucchini is fertile. You get lots of zucchini babies, and we're about to enter that zucchini harvest season when you're going to be at work, and then comes your coworker. I brought you some zucchinis from my garden, which means I planted too many this year, and I'm going to dump these on you, which, you know, fortunately, getting zucchini dumped on you is not a bad thing. And here's the deal. And that is when I was growing up, and we're talking black and white TV here. It was during the Ice Age. It was snowing all the time, just bad, bad. But the only way people knew how to make zucchini was they would slice it up into these round, like cocky pucks of zucchini. And they would put in like an egg wash, and they'd roll it around in crushed up saltine crackers, and they'd fry that, and they put that there, and they say, here, eat this. And if you ask yourself, what did I do to deserve this? You wouldn't say that, you know. We didn't do that back in the day. We would say, oh, thank you. Oh, zucchini, thanks. And then you'd eat that slice, and they'd say, you want more? And, of course, back then you were not allowed socially to say, hell no. So you say, oh, yes, please. Thank you so much. And they give you another hockey puck of zucchini. So anyway, some genius some time ago was able to take zucchini and turn it into zucchini bread. And it's like the same story with the Brussels sprouts. You know, in the 1960s, Mom boiled the Brussels sprouts until finally somebody said, hey, you can roast these with butter. And a new love was born. So it kills me that I was a grown man before somebody said, you know, you can make zucchini bread with this, and it actually tastes good. And the great thing about zucchini bread is you eat it, you have no freaking idea there's zucchini in there. It's like, this is, I'm eating a good thing, even though you have hidden this odd vegetable inside it. I can't be anything more than grateful. Okay. So have a great rest of the week. It's been a pleasure as always. I always have a lot of fun about the, on Saturdays with this. So it's about time for me to get out of here. I want to tell you, I love you and I love this country. And I believe God lifted up America. I believe that he has blessed us at every turn. And as I say, we've never been perfect, but we've always been the best. And anybody who lives in this country and sees that, knows that, you are intensely blessed. If you don't know that or feel that, well, I think you got your perspective messed up a little bit. You and I are among some of the most blessed and fortunate people ever to walk the face of the earth. But we have a large responsibility to preserve this nation and the values and the principles and the culture and the heritage that made it this way, that made it strong. And we have responsibility to continue to help this country hold up high the torch of liberty. And not as like this front door porch light or something like that, but as a light to light the world so that all the peoples in the world in each of their respective lands will be able to have the liberty and freedom one day just as we do now. And the family of man can truly be a family of free brothers and sisters. This country was founded and formed by God to help bring that to pass. So that is my, if talk about core beliefs, that is one of my core beliefs right there. It's good to get to know you. You are good people to put up with me. There's no doubt about that. So God bless you. Keep your chin up. And God bless the United States of America. News, Fox News is coming up next. Craig, awesome job. I don't mean to wake you up again, but thank you for working the controls out there in Carson City, my friend.
Thank you. I did want to bring up one thing really quick. You were talking about the trees and shade. Yeah. Remember when they said xeriscaping was going to be the way to save water? Mm-hmm. Well, xeriscaping actually causes more heat, so you need more water.
Right.
It's reflecting the sun right into your...
I know.
Firing squad.
Government wants more heat mitigation, and my gosh, it's too hot out there. Well, you approved all the development. You put all the concrete down there. But you want us to cut the trees down so we don't get fires. My gosh, make up your mind. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks, Craig. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Bye-bye.